Mason Falls Mysteries, The House, Raylan Drake, Darby Creek, Minneapolis. To my sister, Ina, it's locked. Chapter 1. As Grace Levine stared at the house, she could have sworn it stared right back at her. The house at the end of her block looked as run down and empty as it always had. Even Grace's mother had warned her to stay away from the place. Not that her mother believed in ghosts any more than Grace herself did, but the abandoned house had a creepy reputation among the residents of Mason Falls. Grace paused with her hand on the rusty iron gate and turned to her friends, Kat Tanaka and Damian Smith. "You guys ready?" she asked. "Of course," Damian said, adjusting his gear bag on his shoulder. "Those ghosts won't stand a chance against our thorough scientific investigation." "There's only one ghost, according to legend," Grace pointed out, "Cordelia Rose." Kat looked less sure than the rest of them, especially at the mention of Cordelia Rose. "I thought she was a witch," she said, twisting the end of her braid around her finger. "No, she wasn't a witch," Grace said. "I've heard it both ways," Damian said. "She was a famous medium in the 1920s, Grace explained. "Supposedly, she could get in touch with the spirits of the dead, and now her ghost haunts this house. At least, that's how the story goes." "We don't have to go in," Kat whispered. "We can just tell Hector and Chrissy that we completed their stupid dare." Damian shook his head. "They'll totally know if we don't spend the whole hour in there. In fact, they're probably watching us right now."